The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you a healthcare professional looking to translate psychedelic research into practice? Then register for Psychedelic Harm Reduction and Integration, a professional training offered by psychologist Elizabeth Nielsen and Ingmar Gorman at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, May 24th through 26. Earn 12 continuing education credits as you discover how to better support clients who have an interest in psychedelics. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
Welcome to Season 3 of Students of Mind, the podcast that's all about opening up and normalizing discussions about mental health in ways that anyone can comprehend. In the first two seasons, we sat down with mental health experts and survivors to give you a full circle picture of each topic. In this new season, we will continue to explore the world of mental health through the insights of experts, healers, and individuals with lived experience. From alternative healing modalities to living with multiple illnesses, this season we will cover a wide range of topics with the help of a diverse selection of guests. My name is Jade, and for today's episode, we have another Checking In with Jade. I talk about what's been going on in my life recently, what's coming up for the Students of Mind podcast, and more.
Are you a healthcare professional looking to translate psychedelic research into practice? Then register for Psychedelic Harm Reduction and Integration, a professional training offered by psychologist Elizabeth Nielsen and Ingmar Gorman at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, May 24th through 26. Earn 12 continuing education credits as you discover how to better support clients who have an interest in psychedelics. Learn more at eomega.org/thrive.
I hope by listening to the show, you're able to learn something new and gain some encouragement through hearing our experts and listening to the journeys of our guests. However, this show is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have about your condition. Never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Students of Mind podcast. Hello, Jade here. I want to start off by giving a disclaimer. There might be some background noise. I have a dog now. She's chewing a bone. So you might hear her. I have neighbors with dogs. They might start barking. We're not in our ideal podcast setup yet, but please bear with me. But yes, hi, it's Jade. I feel like I haven't recorded in a while. I know I release episodes every other week, but I don't record every other week. I record in batches and then like release every other week. So it's been a minute since I've recorded. It feels a little weird. Feels a little foreign, but I'm excited to do. I'm laughing because I think you can it's definitely picking up my dog chewing her bone, but I'm gonna just try to roll with it. But yes, it's been a while. I'm excited to do another checking in with Jade. to give you guys some updates about myself and what's going on in my life, and some updates on Students of Mind and what's coming up for the podcast and for other offerings of Students of Mind. So yeah, I'm excited to sit down and do this, and I hope you enjoy. I really, really feel bad that my dog is right here chewing her bone, but she won't, like, if I take her bone and, like, put her in a different area, she'll just come right back next to me and start chewing it right here. So I think this is what we're gonna have to go with today. So again, I apologize. So if I were to, like, use a word to describe how I have been doing, I think the word would be overwhelmed. I was talking to my dad yesterday. I'll be honest, I was crying to my dad yesterday, because I feel like so many really tough things have been happening to me recently, like in the past few months, and it's just like one thing after another, and it feels really hard and really overwhelming. And I was telling my therapist today, like, it makes me feel like I'm bad, like there's something bad about me, or like there's something wrong with me, or I'm just like a bad person, which is why all of these things, all of these hard and overwhelming things are happening to me. Buddha. Sorry. I'm gonna try to get her to chew this on a softer surface. Yeah, so like feeling like, again, like I'm bad, which is why, and not bad, like, I feel like bad is not a good word to use, but, like, there's something wrong with me, and that's why all of these really tough things are happening to me. But it was funny, yesterday I talked to both of my parents, and both of them were, like, trying to reiterate to me that, like, sometimes life is just like this, and like sometimes really hard things, multiple really hard things happen right after another, and that's just how life it is. It's not a judgment of my character, or like it's not because I did something in particular, it's just like life happens that way. So both of them said that, which was helpful and like made me take a little bit of the pressure off of myself. And then like talking about it with my therapist today and her kind of helping to also validate me helped me take more pressure off of myself. Because I was really getting in a really bad headspace of like, wow, I'm just like a horrible person. Like, that's why all of these bad things are happening to me. So yeah, overall, that's how I'm feeling. I'm just feeling really overwhelmed because a lot of stuff has been happening. And it's overwhelming, but I'm handling it surprisingly well, I think. Like, my therapist told me today that, like, we do parts work, which there's an episode on that if you want to learn about what that is. But in parts work, there's the part that is your adult self. And today I was saying, like, yeah, I, like, over these past few days, like, I feel like I've been back in my child self. And, like, I felt literally younger than how old I actually am. And I was like, I wish I could see what you see, because it's hard for me to see when I'm in my adult. And she was like, well, you're in your adult right now. And even though, again, like, I don't feel like I am in a state where I am maybe the strongest or, like, able to handle the most, when people view me from their perspective, like, I'm doing fairly well, and I'm staying in that adult part. I don't know if that makes sense. but I hope it does. But please go listen to that Parts Work, Internal Family Systems episode. It's been a really transformative modality for me to use in my healing. So I encourage you all to listen to it. But yeah, so overall, that's how I'm doing. I'm just feeling overwhelmed, but like handling it way better than I would have in the past. So I gotta talk about something pretty tough. This has been like the big thing that's happened in the past few months. I don't even know how to say this. Like, I'm going through a breakup. We broke up months ago, but I only just moved out recently, which we'll get into a little bit later. So yeah, that's a thing that's happening, and that has been really, really, really hard. This is my first, like, real breakup, I would say, and it's been a lot. It has been a lot. It happened, like, right when I started my new job. And so, back when I was first starting this job, I wasn't sure if I was gonna stay in the job. Like, I was feeling so many things. I was just feeling a lot. And feeling all those things while also going into the type of work that I do felt almost impossible, but I pushed through. My job actually became like my anchor. Going to work has been so helpful through all of this and has really, really given me a sense of purpose, where I think if I didn't have this job and was going through this, like, things for me would have been a lot worse. So it's been tough, but I'm so thankful and grateful and blessed that I had this job already lined up for me when the breakup happened. What else? I've kind of like told people indirectly or like, you know, told people I'm moving, and like obviously that means like there's a breakup, but I haven't told a lot of people. I only told my grandparents on my dad's side last week, and this happened months ago, so that's like, it's just been hard. Like, it's been like a mix of like me going through the grieving process and like, you know, going through a little bit of denial and like not wanting to tell people because I wasn't sure what the heck was going on, but also like not sure how to tell people and like afraid of like what the reaction would be and how I would handle the reaction. So it's just been a lot of like mixed emotions, and a lot of conflicting emotions, a lot of pain, but things are better. Like, it was really bad for a while, but like to the point where like I couldn't talk about it without crying, but like look at me now. Like, I'm sitting here able to talk about it without shedding a tear, and like also knowing that like after this I'm not gonna crumble into a million pieces because I talked about it. Breakups are a part of life. They happen, and I'm getting more settled in that fact now. I'm just getting more settled in the breakup now that I'm moved out. Like, that, let's talk about that for a second. You know, living with an ex. It wasn't terrible because, you know, me and him were really close, and so it wasn't terrible, but for me it was really emotional and like just a constant reminder of the fact that we were broken up, and that was for months. And so you can imagine how hard that was. So now that I'm like in my own space, I like really feel like I can like start the process of healing truly, and of like, because I was grieving, but I was still grieving in the same space as him. And I don't know, maybe that's okay, but it didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. So I'm hoping that now that I'm in my own space, I can like really start doing all that processing and all the things that need to be done when you break up. So yeah, that was a lot. I'm feeling really anxious, like, now that I said all of that. It's a really, like, again, like, I haven't told many people. I was trying to be really private about it. But that's just the truth of what's been going on. And I wanted to be honest. So yeah. I'm like feeling really nervous about this, but it's okay. Let's just move on. I'm in my own space now. I have my own apartment. Yay. Oh my goodness. The process of finding, I live in California. The process of finding a spot was a lot. Tears were shed, and like with my job, like part of my job has been helping some of my clients apartment hunt. And so it was like, for a minute I was apartment hunting at work and then coming home and apartment hunting for myself. So that was overwhelming and a lot, and taxing, but I got through it and I found a place. And look at it. If you're only listening, that's okay, you can't look, but I promise it's really cute. And my dog has a whole yard to herself, which is great. There's some great hiking spots around here. I'm closer to some of my friends. I'm closer to work. Yeah, it's weird living on my own. I mean, I have my dog Buddha, which, oh, I got her. Yes. I haven't done one of these since I got her. I got a dog probably like 2 or 3 weeks after the breakup. So I will be honest and say it was probably a bit impulsive. But I can't tell you how helpful it has been to have another being to like pour my energy into. Like, I have a really, I don't want to say it's a problem, but it's something that gets in the way of me taking care of myself. But I have a really big caretaking part of me that just likes to take care of someone or something. And so, I don't know, I found that coming up a lot with the breakup. And so, but I couldn't put that energy towards myself for some reason. So getting her has been great because I've been able to, she's needed, taken care of. She has needed a lot of energy, and it's been good for me to like have a little being to be taken care of and to keep me company, like on hikes and stuff. Like, I was going on hikes alone, which was a little sketchy. But now I have her and she protects me. We're actually starting some, okay. She has the squeaky toy now. We're actually starting some like protection training with her, which is cool. So yeah, that's some good news. I got a little furry family member, and her name is Buddha. But yes, so living alone. But not living alone because I have her, but like also living alone because she's a dog. So yeah, it's only been like, what, 2-3 weeks of living alone. I will admit some loneliness has come up. I was talking about it with my therapist today, and I was just telling her, like, I've been, like, avoiding all of my urges to, like, reach out to a friend and be like, hey, can we hang out? And she was like, why are you doing that? She was like, it is totally okay to fill your space with people and fill your time with people, especially since, like, this is my first time, like, living alone. So she was like, you need to kind of, like, ease into it gradually. Like, you're kind of going in cold turkey. And I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to be less hard on myself about, like, wanting to, like, get out and see people and, like, be with people. Because that's totally okay. So yeah, it's been fun too to, like, get stuff for my own space and, like, set up the space how I want to, and get my own set of pots and pans. So yeah, it's been fun, a little scary, but mostly fun. So I've been really excited about this new space, and yeah, so that's that. That is how living alone is going. I guess the other thing that's happening in my life is work. So I will explain what I do. I am my title is peer recovery support specialist. So I work for an organization that helps young people between the ages of 16 to 25. It's a age group that's referred to as transition aged youth, or TAY for short. And I was specifically looking for work with this age group. And so a large portion of the youth that we work with are experiencing homelessness. So part of my job is working with these youth to help them find different types of resources. So whether it's housing resources, employment resources, or mental health resources. And then also, like, a little bit of, like, education. So, like, if a client needs to get, like, their high school diploma or GED, we can help with that. Or, like, starting college classes, we can help with that. So the program that I work for is, like, kind of like a one-stop shop for youth. And what I do is I specifically help youth with getting connected to whatever resources they need. And then I also, like, go to, like, resource events where we, like, set up a table and we'll, like, give out information about our program and the services we offer, and then, like, other resources around, like, homelessness or employment. And then I also do support groups, which I think is, like, been my favorite part of the work. That and just, like, interacting with the youth one-on-one. But the support groups are great because the group I've been running is an art group, and I love art. So it's been really cool to be able to, like, share a modality for, like, coping with mental health stuff with other people. Like, support groups are, like, what I want to do. Like, after I'm retired, like, even when I'm not working anymore, like, I still want to be running support groups because they've been so helpful to me, and I want to give that back to people. So yeah, that's what I do, and it's been, again, like, great. It's been such meaningful work. Especially going through what I was going, or what I am going through, it's really nice to be able to go to work and, like, help people and, like, be a positive contribution to someone's life. It just really, really fills me up. I don't know, getting to like work with young people, and all, most except for a few of my clients are women, so like getting to work with young women has been really cool because I can like relate. Part of what my training was like really about, my peer support training, was like learning to be able to utilize your personal experiences to help others. And in this job, I've really been able to like work with youth, listen to what they're going through, of course ask like if it's okay to like share with them some of my story, and but as a point of relation, as a point of, oh, I get what you're expressing to me, I get where you're coming from because I've been through it too. So I've been using that skill a lot in this work, and just like my like trauma-informed care training, and like I've been utilizing that a lot. Making this episode though is reminding me to like go back into my training notes and like look over that stuff and make sure you know, I'm not forgetting any of the kind of key things from the training. Sorry, I hope my neighbor is yelling a little bit, so you might hear him. So yeah, again, sorry for any background noise. My dog just sat right next to me again and is chewing her bone, so if you hear that, I apologize. But yeah, work has been great. I've been learning a lot. I'll be honest, it's tough sometimes reaching or getting through to people experiencing homelessness or like who don't have their basic needs met. And I found that like that's gets stressful sometimes for me, because I really, really want to help these people. I really want our interactions to end in something positive. But like my coworker, who is great, he is so amazing. He just always reminds me that there's only so much we can do. Like there's only so much we can do, and at the end of the day, if we put in all the referrals we can put in, if we gave them all the information we can give, and they still don't want the help or receive it, like, that's all we can do. And, that's been a hard thing to grasp. Sorry, my dog is going crazy. Okay, I'll let her destroy this blanket while I record this. So yes, it's been a learning curve in that sense, and also around like learning about housing in California and all of the programs that there are and all of the paperwork you have to do. Like, that's been a big learning curve and a little bit stressful too. But it hasn't gone to the point where it's, like, too stressful, you know? Like, I still really enjoy the work. So, yeah, I'm excited about work and excited to learn more. So, that is how work is going. I'm gonna, like, speed through the last part of this episode because my dog is starting to get antsy. But yes, all that we have left is to talk about Students of Mine and what we have left for the podcast and the rest of the season. So yes, this little checking in with Jade kind of marks the halfway point of the season. For the second half of the season, we have some really cool topics. We have military and its effect on mental health. We have hypnosis. We have the effects of foster care on mental health and more. We have some really, really cool guests coming on the show, so I'm so excited for you all to hear it. I'm also going to do a poll soon on Instagram for you guys to tell me any other topics that you're interested in hearing about on the show, because again, I don't want this to just be coming from my brain. I want to get your input on what you'd like to hear about. So that's what's coming up for the second half of season 3 of the podcast. Another cool offering we have is the newsletter. So the first issue of the newsletter went out last month. It comes out the last day of each month, and it's basically a recap of what happened on the podcast, a little bit about any like mental health holidays happening throughout the month, some mental health resources, and then also just like any offerings that we have here on Students of Mind. So if you want to sign up, you can sign up at the link in the description of this episode. Again, it's just comes out once a month. It's like a little digest of Students of Mind. And then eventually I do want to have like guest writers and like people coming on to the newsletter and sharing with the subscribers. So it's in the beginning stages, but it's out there if you're interested, so check the description for that link. I also want to remind you guys of Sister Sessions. So Sister Sessions are my one-on-one service that I have where I sit one-on-one with you to help you find mental health resources that meet whatever your needs are. So we do like a little check-in where we talk about like what you're needing in terms of resources, and then after that we do like an actual search for the resources, and then we have follow-up calls to make sure that just to keep you accountable to reaching out to whatever resources that we do find. So that is a service that's always on my website, studentsofmind.com. I love doing that offering. It's like what I really am passionate about doing is like helping people like organize what their needs are and then finding resources to help them get those needs met. Yeah, so please, if you're needing help with finding a therapist or a psychiatrist or a support group or a massage therapist or a somatic therapist, like, reach out to me. I would love to help you. But yes, I think that is it. I talked for like 30 minutes. That is crazy. But I appreciate you listening to me. I hope this life update wasn't too much. But I, again, just want to be open and honest with you guys. And yeah, I realized I didn't really talk about mental health. Self-care. That is the kind of thread through this whole season. So I think I should touch on that. I haven't been doing very well with it. Honestly, wait, my therapist would say otherwise though. I think I'm in a period where self-care doesn't look like how it looked before the breakup, honestly. Like, I had these really elaborate routines and was doing a lot for self-care, but then the breakup happened and work started, and that kind of threw me. And so my self-care has been a lot simpler. It's been a shower every night. It's been at least 2 hikes a week. And it's been eating all my meals. And that's been the most I can do right now. And I was feeling really guilty about that, but I'm starting to feel more okay about it. And yeah. I'm not very happy with where my self-care is right now, but I'm still doing it. And I think I deserve some credit for that. So I'm gonna give myself some credit. I'm gonna pat myself on the back for still at least engaging in some self-care. Because again, it is extremely important, and especially with the type of work I'm doing, I need to make sure that I'm pouring into myself, into my own cup, enough so I can continue pouring into others. I feel like that's cheesy, but it's not. It's so true. It is so true. But yes, that is all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it or could relate or resonated in some way. And I'm excited to share with you the second half of season 3 of Students of Mind. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Students of Mind. I really enjoy making these Checking In with Jade episodes. It is very vulnerable, but I don't know, there's something really nice about it, and I just hope that you all enjoy them as well. As a reminder, if you'd like to sign up for the Students of Mind newsletter, the link to sign up is in the description of this episode. Also in the description is the link to schedule a sister session if you're interested in getting help on finding mental health resources. As always, links to the Students of Mind team are in the description of this episode as well, so feel free to go there and follow myself, or John, who does our music, or Ivy, who does the artwork. Otherwise, thank you again for listening. I hope you learned something new or resonated with something you heard today, and I will see you all next episode.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.